Edgar Guest, the famous American poet, had a few thoughts on the subject of trials and troubles and sufferings. He brought out that not only would life be unchallenging, boring, and monotonous without them, but also we could never appreciate the beauty, the real beauty of life, if it had no pain or sorrow. After all, when you think of it, it takes both rain and sunshine to make a rainbow. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. The hotter the fire, the purer the gold. Listen as I read you this beautiful little meditation entitled Beauty for Ashes. In order to bring forth the sweetness, there has to be some suffering. To bring about the beauty of the flame, there must be ashes. Something must go to ashes. Blessings come from suffering. Beauty for ashes. Like a giant hand taking the honeycomb and squeezing it, and out comes the honey. Like a beautiful flower pressed and crushed, and out comes the perfume. Like the beautiful music that comes from the throat of the bird, almost as though in pain, yet it comes forth with song. Even though the bird's song is sad, it's so sweet. As a great English poet once wrote, "Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thoughts." Lord, help us not to fight thy crushing, thy bruising, thy smiting. Help us not to quench that beautiful song, even if it's sad, to thank thee in spite of the sorrow. Help us to be willing to be smitten and crushed, to be squeezed, to be bruised, to be in agony, that we may give forth thy sweetness, thy fragrance, thy song, thy beauty. Out of what seems like defeat, come some of thy greatest victories. You could never appreciate health unless you've been sick. You'll never appreciate joy until you've known sorrow. You can't appreciate God's mercy until you've known the devil's justice. Some of the most precious lessons we learn from the Lord come out of deep, dark experiences. But then, like an old song says, he gives me joy in place of sorrow. He gives me love that casts out fears. He gives me sunshine for my shadow, and beauty for ashes, dear.